We have with us all the way from Chicago, Illinois, brand sorceress, differently abled advocate.
That's right.
Keep reading.
LinkedIn local host, speaker, marketing obsessed, bubbly and blessed.
Woo-hoo! Chantal Sumas. And I'm on Coffee with Kyle.
No.
What?
Say it again.
Come on.
What are you drinking?
Coffee.
With? Kyle. Bingo. Cue the intro.
Entrepreneurs.
And creators.
Drink coffee.
With Kyle's.
Conversations about
their obsessions and their connections.
From caffeinated questions
to the final drop.
Let's get caffeinated.
All right, Chantel, what are you drinking? What type of coffee are you drinking there?
An Americano with an extra shot.
Awesome.
Is that typically what you go with?
Yes.
All right.
And what are you most obsessed with professionally right now, this exact moment, in two words?
Social media.
Okay, social media is kind of a hot button and a hotbed. How are you approaching it differently, and why social media?
Well, especially LinkedIn. LinkedIn, obviously, as everybody here knows and watching knows.
What's LinkedIn?
Nice.
Wait, LinkedIn?
LinkedIn. Everybody's on LinkedIn. Everybody who's anybody. Just everything that's happening there, the relationships that you can meet, or the people that you can meet, the relationships that you can build. And yeah, meeting these two crazy people, it's just opened so many opportunities, and it keeps opening opportunities. Yes, that's why. Social media, you guys are too much. Should I be drinking that?
We probably should have had that happen, yes.
We can trade.
Thank you, Liz Barnes.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you very, very much. So why don't we just go ahead and jump right into you're a unicorn and brand sorceress.
Exactly what I meant to
Wait, what?
Say. Yes, why? So why
do
you
call yourself a unicorn and brand sorceress?
Like, why? How did that happen?
Social media?
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Brand sorceress. I'm obsessed with branding. I'm obsessed with marketing, everything marketing, especially branding, building your personal and professional brand, especially on LinkedIn. So when you have your profile, you need to make sure that you can highlight all your strengths, right?
Right, right.
And even some of your weaknesses, because that makes you more human and other people can relate, right?
Yep.
So building that personal brand and making the most out of everything that you got. Short and sweet.
Okay, so what's a personal branding tip for someone that's new out there, or like a company? Let's do a company. Like, what's a personal branding tip for a company out there right now?
Don't try to be anything that you're not.
Yeah.
So make sure that you know who you are, you know your values, and stick with it. Don't ever try to be anything you're not, or anything that you don't stand for.
Nice. And also, don't call it personal branding for a company like I just did. It's company branding.
Yeah, that would be corporate branding.
Step one, company branding.
Yes.
Step two, call Chantel.
Her.
Yeah.
Step three, coffee. It's always coffee. Step three is always coffee.
It is.
Yeah.
But it should be step one, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of coffee, caffeinated questions.
Caffeinated questions.
Guys, this or that, quick, short, sweet answers. Chantel, would you rather live through the beginning of time or live through the end of time?
Beginning.
If you had to meet and sing with one of these persons, who would you meet and sing with? George Strait or Garth Brooks?
Garth Brooks.
Skydiving or scuba diving?
Skydiving.
Penguins or seagulls?
Penguins.
Audiobooks or physical books?
Physical books.
If you had to be eaten alive by this, which would you rather be eaten alive by? A pack of wolves or a gaggle of geese?
What's a gaggle?
A pack of wolves. That sounds a little less painful, maybe. I've always wanted to be a wolf, maybe.
Werewolves of London.
Uh-oh. All right, if you were transported 500 years into the future or 500 years into the past and you can't go back, which one, past or future?
Past, for sure.
Okay. High heels or flat tops, low top, what are those?
Sneakers?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll
the
say
things
sneakers.
That don't have heels.
Yeah. Flats.
There it is, flats.
All right, espresso shot. So Chantel, if you could drink coffee with any single person who has ever lived, no longer living, not family. Who, what, and why?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I was going to say my grandma.
Nope. That's a cop out. That's a given. Sorry. That's a given. That's
well, a now I have to think about this.
I feel like we're being super savage today.
We are.
You guys are being hard.
Macho
yeah.
man made you savage.
Yep.
I would say no longer with us.
And it can't be anything that any of our guests has ever said before.
You guys!
Boxer in even more. Do the best you can.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just do the best you can.
That's totally joke. If you want to say, if you want to say your grandfather,
yeah.
Say
if
your
you
grandfather.
Want to say family, that's okay.
I can ask the question again.
We can edit this.
I can start over.
I feel like there should be a Jeopardy ticker or.
Yeah. Well, I can edit that in. Oh, and then Judy Fox comes in and ruins the whole.
The Fox rocks.
Fox is the shot still good?
Fox rocks in the set.
This is good. Keep it going. I gotta keep thinking.
Yeah.
We're good at viral stuff. We
yeah. just
at the clock.
All right. We're gonna use this as viral footage for the beginning. I'm just gonna like.
Yeah. Take a jump.
There's too many options. Kind of.
Do you want to
no.
read?
No.
Glass houses and rocks. Thank God it worked late.
You guys, I can't think. Somebody.
Right, just leave the set. Just leave the
set. Bye.
All right, time for an espresso shot. That's all. If you could drink coffee with anybody that has ever lived but is no longer living, not family, who, what, and why?
I'd say Elvis Presley.
Nice.
Awesome. Now that I've had time to think about it.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Yes.
What would y'all do?
We would jam. We would dance. We would... I'd listen to all his stories. And maybe document some of it.
What would you ask him?
Oh, man. The most wild night.
Okay.
Yeah.
His favorite celebrity.
What the most wild night was. All right.
Yeah. Maybe who his favorite connection was and their stories.
What's your one of your favorite songs
Double.
By Elvis? Do you have any?
Oh, now you're going to
anyway,
make me think aloud.
Let's go right into the double espresso shot. If you could have coffee with anybody who is alive and we could tag them and bring them here right now, who would that be, not family related?
David Hasselhoff.
Hey, nice. One rule, you don't hassle the Hoff.
Never.
You never hassle the Hoff.
So why David Hasselhoff?
Oh, I've been a massive fan of his since I was born. His singing, his moves, Baywatch.
Did you see him in the most recent Baywatch?
No! He was even in SpongeBob,
like
the movie.
Slow motion running over here.
So good. And the most recent? Was it? Most recent meaning 15 years ago?
No, it just came out like a year. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're. Yeah. All right. Well. That's awesome. So, coffee's getting real low. Lost my marker. Final drop of coffee. Cantel, floor is yours. Give us some party piece of guidance.
Be happy, be present. Love your life. You only have one chance. You only have one shot. You don't know what tomorrow will bring.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
All I got.
Can you lose the lid, please?
Yes.
There we go.
All right. Dale, can you lose